translation. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Super Soul, the Father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing Him or worshipping Him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord.
Read the part, but all.
Purport. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life. But if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Sarva yoni shukonteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahadyoni aham bija pradaptita. Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Unquote. The Supreme Lord, Narayana, is the seed-giving father of all living entities, because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Mamayavangsho Jivaputa. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between the father and son, there is no difficulty in re-establishing the natural, intimate relationship between Narayana and the living entities. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya rayate mahato bhayat. One performs even very slight devotional service, Narayana is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities, and was condemned by Yamaraja to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death he chanted the name of Narayana, although he was calling not for the Supreme Lord Narayana, but for his son named Narayana, he was saved from the hands of Yamaraja. Therefore, pleasing Narayana does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayana, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayana. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society, and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoha, hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Nahi achyutam pranayato bahuvayaso asuratmaja atmatyat sarvabhutanam siddhatyat iha sarvata. To become a devotee of the Supreme Lord is not unnatural. It is very easy, natural thing. By nature we are attached to Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somehow or other, circumstantially, we are separated, not separated, because here it is stated, atma-tyag. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is, although we are thinking we are different from Him, He is within our heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam viddheshwar. is so friendly that although we are averse, we do not like even the word of God. God is so kind that He is sitting within my heart, Ishvara Sarvabhutana. He is simply looking forward for the opportunity when I, the living entity, shall look towards Him. He is always anxious. So little endeavor is sufficient to begin our business with Him, little endeavor. And that endeavor begins by hearing about Him. We are holding classes in different parts of the world just to give people chance for little endeavor, not very much, very hard work, no, little endeavor. What is that? Please come here and hear about Krishna. Then the business begins immediately. Sinnatang sakasa Krishna punna sravanaki. Because Krishna is very much anxious when this conditioned soul will look towards me. He is now looking towards Maya, the other side, the dark side, and when he looked towards the light, the basic injunction is tamasi ma jyotirgama. Do not look forward to the darkness, but look forward to the light. If you look forward to the light, then there is no darkness. We have given our motto in the back to Godhead that Krishna is the sun and Maya is nescience. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. If you look forward towards the sun, there is no darkness. But if you keep sun backside, you will find your shadow very long. So, the beginning is very easy, just like the children, they are also hearing about Krishna. Don't think it is going in vain. Because they are hearing, it will have some effect. They are human child, even the mosquitoes are small germs who are within this boundary of temple. Because they are hearing Hare Krishna mantra, it will never go in vain. It is so nice. here it is said, Prahlad Maharaj said, Atmatya Sarvabhutana. He is the super soul. Sarva-bhutana, everyone. As soon as he sees, Krishna sees, he is within my heart, so I am little inclined. Sarpam api asya dharmasu. That inclination, little inclination, we can give immediate effect to if we simply hear about Krishna. Sarvanam, that is the beginning. Savanam kītanam viṣṇo smaranam pādu sīvanam acchanam bandhanam dāsam sakkhamākuni vedam. So, sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna punna samana kītanam. Even if we do not understand what is being spoken about Krishna, still, simply by hearing, one becomes pious. Punna samana kītanam. Kirtana, one is speaking or chanting, another is hearing, both of them are benefited, becomes pious. In this way, we cannot understand Krishna unless we are sinless. So there is no need of separate attempt to become sinless. If we simply hear, then we punna sravana kīrtana. Punna means piety. Simply by hearing, we become piety. Then we become interested, naturally. Ādau sadhyā tato sādhu saṅgha. Some are that if one becomes little faithful, so here is Krishna consciousness movement, what they are doing, let me see. That is called sadhya. If the sadhya is little increased, then one will like to associate with the devotee. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. In this way, when he is accustomed, then he will like to become one of the devotees, offers himself to be initiated. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu, these are one after another. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha atha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya, the beginning is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. This is bhajana kriya. And if it is done properly, then anarthani mithisya, then he becomes free from all unwanted things. Anartha. There is no need, just like intoxication. There is no need. But if the bhajana kriya, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra chanting goes on, naturally, it will be stopped. Then nishtha, tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti, asakti, attachment. In this way, we can make advance. The beginning is sinnathang sakata Krishna. As soon as Krishna sees ātmasthāt, ātmatyār sarvbhūtāna, little attempt is there, immediately he helps. Buddhi-yogaṁ dadāmitaṁ jena-māmupujānti-te. Krishna helps. Yes, you come here, sit down, you do this. In this way, jena-māmupujānti-te. Krishna helps to the direction as he can achieve the lotus feet, shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Siddhantasya abhadrani vidhunati. We have got so many dirty things within our heart, and as soon as we are a little inclined to hear about Krishna, he removes the dirty things. Then we become more and more enthused. In this way, nityanga bhagavata sevaya, nastaprayesu avadresu. Not that 10% we are cleansed, but even a little percentage clean, nastaprayesu avadresu. Nityanga bhagavata sevaya, nityang, daily, there must be bhagavata seva. Everything is seva. Prasāda seva, bhāgavata seva. Because seva means service. Just like mahāprasāda, not eating, the exact time is seva. Krishna has sent the mahāprasāda. So by taking it is seva. It is service to Krishna. Krishna likes it. That you take the prasadam. Therefore, it is seva. In this way, increasing seva, say we can, sevan mukhi hi jivhādo. The seva, the service begins from the tongue. Service, not with the hand, but with the tongue. If you simply chant Hare Krishna, this is seva, and if you take prasadam, then your business begins immediately. Semanmukhi, he is Vibhado, Same Vaspuratada. And if you simply continue this seva, then Krishna will reveal himself and gradually he will give you intelligence how you can make advance to go back to home, back to Godhead. Nahi achyutam priya. So achyutam, Krishna is achyutam. Achyutam means who never falls down or never withdraws his promise. That is achyutam. Just like we promise something, but sometimes we do not keep. This is material world. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna says, his name is Achyuta, means never father. Just like Arjuna asked Krishna, Ratasthapaya me Achyuta. He is ordering Krishna to drive the chariot. He knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is my duty to serve him, but he has agreed to become my chariot driver. So now I have to order him. He has agreed to become my chariot. Therefore he is minding, Krishna, do not take it otherwise because I am ordering you. You are not to be ordered, but you order everyone. Now I am ordering you, but you are Achyuta, you are never fallible, you never withdraw your word. So Krishna also carried his order. He is so nice friend of Arjuna that he promised, I shall become your chariot driver. And the master is ordering, therefore he used this word Achyuta. So, Achyuta, Krishna, never falls from his word, from his promise. And he promises, Kvanteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasari. If you become his devotee, rest assured, you will never be vanquished. Krishna is always protective. We are loitering in this material world without any protection. Kadakadahamaikam dikanitta kinkara prahasai shami sanatha jivi. There is a verse by Jamunacharya. Kadahamaikam dikanitta kinkara. Forget the first line. He's praying, my dear Lord, I am loitering in this material world without any guardian. When the time will come that I shall be jolly always, that there is my guardian, Krishna. Kadaham ikan tiganitta kinkara prahas sayushyami sanat. Everyone in this material, anatha. Anatha means without any protection. We are thinking, my family, my wife, my children, my society man, my nation will give me protection. No. Nobody can give you protection. It is false. Just like the birds when they fly in the sky, everyone has to take his own care. Nobody can help anybody. One can help only in Krishna consciousness, not in the material way. Nobody can help because this is called destiny. I have given that example that in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he was a big man. He was in the meeting, but in your country also, President Kennedy. So nobody could help him when he was killed. So this is the position. What is destined, it must happen. Nobody can help us. That's a fact. Therefore, our real business is do not be bothered about things which are destined. Let us take advantage of this human form of life. The saiva hi ta prajati ta kovita. To endeavor for making Krishna consciousness fulfilled. And that is not very difficult, Prahlad Maharaj. This is natural, simply little attempt. First of all, surrender. Kamadinam kutitha kutidana palita dunnidesa. We are servants of our kama, krodha, loh, moha, kamadina. Kama means lusty desires. We are now servant of our senses, although we are declaring, I am master. Nobody is master, he is servant. Constitutionally, we are servant. So instead of becoming servant of Krishna, we have become servant of our senses. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa. And our senses ordering to do something which is not to be done at all, but still we have to do. Lusty desires are so strong. I do not want to do it, but it is forcing. In this way, we are being forced to serve the senses. So one who is in Krishna consciousness, he understands that I have become servant of my senses. Unfortunately, these senses are not satisfied. I am still a servant, so there is no profit, so why not become Krishna's servant? This is good intelligence. Simply change the position. Instead of becoming servant of the senses, agree to become servant of Krishna. That's all. Therefore, it is not at all difficult. Na chutang priya prinayato. You have to simply approach Krishna, my Lord. I am servant, but I could not please anyone. Neither anyone is pleased upon me. This is material service. You serve the whole life, your so-called friends, family, countrymen. We have got the experience that Mahatma Gandhi, he served whole life and still he was killed by his country. So you may go on giving service in the material world, but nobody will be satisfied. Nobody will be satisfied. So this service is useless. Turn to the service of Krishna immediately. It is not very difficult. Servant we are practiced to serve. We are not master, we have been practiced by nature. We are servant. So turn this service to Krishna. It is not difficult. If I am trained up to become a faithful servant, just become a faithful servant of Krishna, then your business is complete. Therefore, sir, na hi achyutam prinayato, bahu ayas, much endeavor. There is no question of learning, much endeavor. We are already accustomed to give service. Simply turn it towards Krishna and your life is successful. Thank you very much.